Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Hitler's Death, The Case Against Conspiracy, by Luke Daly Groves, narrated by Roger Clark. Preface. I remember watching the news around the time when Grey Wolf, The Escape of Adolf Hitler, was published. Here was this man on a television program, telling the world that history and historians have been wrong all along. He has proof, concrete proof, that Hitler escaped to Argentina. Fascinated as I was, and still am, by contrarian thinkers, I received the book as a Christmas present and read it in a short space of time. I came away with more questions than answers. Could it really be that declassified FBI documents offered the proof their authors ascribed to them? Could British intelligence have really been so scheming or so foolish? My interest in Hitler's last days deepened. Naturally, during my undergraduate studies, it reached its pinnacle during my visit to Hitler's bunker. My partner and I arrived in Berlin late in the evening on the 31st of March 2013, Easter Sunday. My hotel, unbeknownst to me until I stepped through the door, was opposite Friedrichstrasse railway station. This was, of course, the same station on the same street, where a group of important officials from the Führerbunker gathered before unsuccessfully trying to break out through the Russian lines in 1945. More gruesomely, several fleeing soldiers were hanged from the station in April 1945, wearing signs reading, "I am hanging here because I did not carry out the Führer's orders." Unable to rest, we both left the hotel as soon as we could. The dark streets of Berlin were strangely empty of pedestrians in most areas. We headed to the Reichstag, which was likewise deserted, and I enthusiastically recounted tales of the battle for Berlin. Then we went to see what is left of the Führerbunker. When we reached Hitler's bunker, the hairs on my arms and the back of my neck stood up. The atmosphere was ghostly. I felt a strange sense of certainty that this must be the place where the murderer of millions took his own life. But feelings count for little in scientific inquiry. From that point on, I was determined to investigate the stories of his escape and to analyze the investigations which determined that he had committed suicide and the circumstances in which he had done so. I approached the task with an open mind, being prepared to investigate wherever the evidence led me and report my findings according to what the evidence suggested. As a result, when the time came to submit a proposal for my BA honors dissertation, I chose to write about Hitler's death. This caused a minor stir in some quarters. In particular, I remember listening to a lecture in which we were warned, quite rightly, that undergraduate dissertations should not try to rewrite world history or discuss such well-covered topics as Hitler's rise to power. Thinking I was in trouble, immediately after the lecture I made my way to that lecturer's office and tried to defend my case. It was a risk, he said, a gamble. I thought it over. After conversations with more of my tutors, including a memorable discussion with Dr. Billy Frank, it was, in the end, as often is the case in history, the words and support of my partner that finally gave me the courage to take up the challenge. I was going to reinvestigate what better historians than I had investigated before. My superiors kindly conceded. "Don't mess it up," I was told, though, in stronger words. I was determined not to. I am forever thankful for being given the opportunity to research and now publish what I consider to be a strong case against theories of Hitler's escape. I spent the entire summer of 2014 reading all the books about Hitler's death that I could find, from cover to cover. Every day, all day, I read the memoirs of intelligence officers, eyewitness accounts from the bunker, general histories of the last days, Soviet files published verbatim, detailed histories of Hitler's death and conspiracy theories. I stuck notes to almost every page in some books, highlighting each detail of interest. By the time I submitted my thesis in 2015, I had read all the main British intelligence